Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint DriveCast. Thanks so much for making some time today. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And I hope that you and your family, you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and hopefully you've had a great time this week. And today there's something really big happening. And so I hope that you're getting a chance to enjoy the Buckeyes against that team up north. And hopefully it'll turn out really great for Buckeye fans around Columbus. And so anyways, I know today's a big day. So I appreciate you taking some time today to really set aside and listen and to connect with the Lord. And so I just wanted to share a couple of things that I thought Blake Storr, our student director, shared this past Sunday as he taught from Colossians chapter 3, talking about this reality that a heavenly perspective changes everything, right? That we can be tempted to focus our attention, our hearts, our mind, and pursue and seek after the things that are here on earth. And even thinking about today, right? Big game, winning a trophy, winning the battle against the team up north, getting a chance to see what would come from that with playoff aspirations and other kinds of things, right? That there's a temptation to want to run after and live for glories here on earth. And what Paul tells us in Colossians 3 is that that because our life is hidden with Christ, that we love Jesus with all that we are, is that we want to be with him. We want to pursue him. We want to seek after him. And he is in heaven reigning and ruling right now and will one day come and will make all things right. And it's really what when we think about Christmas coming ahead is not just we look towards his first coming, which we celebrate and remember God with us, but we gloriously wait for his second coming where he's going to make all things new. And so, but a couple of things that I just thought Blake reminded us about was this heavenly perspective changing everything. It changes what we focus on. It changes what we wear. This idea that we need to take off and put to death some of the things that are trying to kill us, right? The sin, some things that we've got to kill, that we can't play around with sin. It's not a pet to play with or to put aside, but it's something that is trying to destroy your life and my life. And we need to kill it. We need to put it to death. We need to take it off. In essence, thinking about a clothes that you have, you need to take them off, take off the old you and to put on the new you, to put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, right? Forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. And so just this beautiful reminder that when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus, that he changes who we are and he changes how we live, which is what Blake shared lastly, is that a heavenly perspective changes how we live. And so I just want to take some time now and just to pray, pray for us that we would set our hearts and our minds on heavenly things, that we would set our minds on Christ, that we would seek to put on the new self and put to death some of the things in your life and in my life that pull us away from Christ, that really want us to put our attention and our desires on the things here on earth. That we need to take off those old things along with their practices, right? And we need to put on the new, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of our Creator, right? In the image of Jesus. And so let me just take some time, pray for you and pray for me and give you a space to pray. And just around these lines that you would want your perspective to be on heavenly things, right? That we would set our hearts and our minds on Christ, that we would want him to begin to transform us from the inside out. That maybe there are some things that the Holy Spirit would bring to mind of some things that you know you need to put to death, some things in your life, some sin that you know that you need to get rid of, you need to repent of, that we need to starve, that we need to extinguish from our lives. But it's not just about getting rid of things, but it's about putting on and replacing those negative sinful ways of our past, and we need to put on. Really these new realities, these new attributes that we get as the people of God. So let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Blake just encouraging us this past week, just thinking about, Lord, how important it is that how the gospel changes us. It changes not just who we are, but it changes how we see the world. And we can be tempted, I know I can, to really set my mind on the things here on earth that I could seek after, that I can pursue, that I can set my mind on the things that are temporary, And Lord, I'm just grateful for this reminder from your word that my focus needs to be on Jesus. And where Jesus is right now is he's in heaven. And that we want to store up treasures in heaven. And that we want to be living for the things that are going to last forever. Thinking about souls, thinking about how we can advance your kingdom here on earth, Lord. That we can make an impact for you. And so, God, would you just begin to change us? God, help us to put to death some of the things that maybe we struggle with, whether it's pride or greed or ambition or sexual morality, Lord, selfishness. God, whatever the things may be that are coming inside of us. Thinking about this time of year, it can be easy to experience covetousness, Lord, to look at others and to wish that we had what they had rather than being content, Lord, with what we have in you. And so I just pray, God, you would help us to put those things to death, that we would cut those off from our lives and we would replace those with you, Jesus, with your word, with what you say is true. God, that we would put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, God, kindness and humility and meekness and patience. God, we would bear the fruit of the Spirit. And we can do that, Lord, only by your help, only by your grace. So God, I pray that you'd be transforming us to look more and more like Jesus. We pray all these things in his name. Amen. Would you take a few minutes and would you pray?